said it was perhaps the greatest moment of his life. So what was it that made Colonel Sanders shed a tear? It was a unique set of circumstances, one fall day in 1975. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the fall of 1975, a chance set of circumstances led Colonel Sanders to be in Kansas City at the same time the National FFA Convention was being held. Sanders supported the FFA, and he asked National FFA Officer Scott McCain, who hailed from Crothersville, Indiana, if he could slip in.
But I said, well, yes, sir, absolutely. Would you mind to say just a few words so that people know that you're here? And you're? He said, yeah, I'd love to do that.
McCain was impressed by the man, who was now in his mid-80s and had started his fried chicken career at a time when most people retire.
He started Kentucky Fried Chicken at 65 years old, and the money was his first Social Security check. He used his first Social Security check to buy gas, to go on the road, to go to restaurants and sell restaurants on the idea of this special formula that he had.
McCain brought Sanders into the convention session after the lights were down, so FFA members could not see the legendary restaurateur in his iconic white jacket. He then made his announcement.
And I just said, fellow FFA members and guests, we have a supporter here tonight that I think all of you will recognize. And they widened the spot, and there is Colonel Sanders in that white suit. And I mean, the place went berserk.
Sanders then spoke to the crowd, which topped 20,000 that year.
And literally, he had tears coming down his eyes, and he grabbed the microphone, and he just said, this may be the greatest moment of my life. I love you, young people. I love FFA. I love this organization. Thank you for making me feel so good about being here.
It's a moment Scott and Colonel Sanders would never forget, as a chance encounter in Kansas City produced a memorable time for all involved. Traveling the countryside in Crothersville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.